Tuesday the 13th of October, Kof Hei Tishrei, Dayan Aaron Yitzhak Binstock, Ledovid Hashem Ori, Lessons Learned.
Good morning, Rabbi Yitzhak. It's a pleasure to be back here, and I have every admiration for this program that's continuing to produce with our daily shiurim on with such regularity. I know how much work goes into it, and as I say, it's a pleasure to be part of this series. You may think, what on earth am I talking about, Dovid Hashem Ori, after Yontif, after you've had so much time to spend saying, yeah, now, okay, one less thing to say, but why still are you looking back on it? I'm doing this for an interesting reason, because some years ago, the issue of Dovid Hashem Ori was still very much up in the air immediately after Yontif. And I'm going to quote to you from some judicial proceedings that took place in 1941. And I quote, an action was brought in the High Court by the Reverend Maximilian Fried against Abraham Isaac Barth. Reverend Fried complained during a service in Finchley Shul on the 13th of October 1941, Shmini Atzeres, which he was conducting in his capacity as paid cousin. Barth, who was one of the Gerboim, said, "You are reading the wrong prayer. Shut up." The Shmini Atzeres and the Shat said, the Dovid Hashem Ori and the Gabbard disagreed. And that after the service, the Gabbard said, "If you are suspended, you're not a chazan, you're not a minister any longer." And the chazan's defense was denied the allegations and says, according to the quote, "alternative pleas of privilege and justification." And so this came, instead of going to the basin, I'm not sure why, the time he went to the High Court, and the judge, Mr. Justice Atkinson, said, following, with regard to the dispute as to whether Psalm 27 should be read on the day in question, strict following of Jewish law requires to be read throughout the festival, although it was a local custom not to read it on the last day, and there was nothing improper in the chazan's reading it, said the judge. He was satisfied that the gabba had made use of the words attributed to him, and the chazan was awarded judgment for £400, and it cost against the gabba, who was granted a stay of execution. So this was the report in the Jewish Chronicle, 30th of November 1942. Indeed, it's reputed, the judge said, he said, "It's such a lovely psalm, why should you say it every day of the year, rather than just this particular period?" And so, the issue of the Dovid Hashem Ori came up, as I say, into the High Court, and the question as to when one should be saying and so on. Of course, you see, if you look in the early editions of the Singer's Prayer Book, it says, from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Hoshana Rabbah. In the 1960s, they changed the rubric and put it to Shmini Atzeres, I suppose, to make it very clear. In the late edition, it says, it said from up until and including Shmini Atzeres, and the Abichlal, make it absolutely clear. So I'd just like to explore with you a little bit of the background as to the significance of fun. It depends on the minhag, as we will see, as to the significance of this capital and why it should be regarded with such importance. And there are a lot of makoros one can draw from. I'm particularly grateful to a lot of material in Sefer Parashas Eliezer, and also shmooze I have with someone, Okrum Shneur Zalman Limeman, who has some very interesting ideas and contributions to make on this subject. So all of us, I'm sure, are aware of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in some Tov Kopei Aleph, it says, the Noigib of Minasainu Mirosh Chodesh El Ad Yom HaKippurim. The Mishnah Berurah in our part of Europe is saying Mirosh Chodesh Yom Kippur, we say this capital, B'chol Yimachah Gemah Tfilah Dor Hashem Oiri. And he says, Olu no, you know, Ad Shemini Atzeres V'Abichlam. He says, in our particular locality, it said to Shemini Atzeres inclusively. The Mishnah Berurah himself doesn't give any particular reason for it. But the Mishnah Berurah draws a lot from the Matei Ephraim. The Matei Ephraim, the Zayim Zayim Goliath, of Brody in the beginning of the 19th century. He was a rebbe, as we know, of the Chafen Sofer, one of the three people the Chafen Sofer took a lot of guidance from. And he, in the main body of the Matthew Prime, he mentions about Tim Dovid Shem Oirim. And his parish on Matthew Prime, he says, V'yisoid amin exam, the heir of the Matthew, he says, Api ha-medrash shoyfeto. He says, that the yisoid of this practice is based on a medrash shoyfeto. Medrash shoyfeto, as we know, is Medrash Tehillim, that's the first words of the Medrash Tehillim, beginning of Capital Aleph. And he says, based on the Medrash, says, Zobi Hashem Oiri, my life, for Rosh Hashanah, the Yishin, for Yom Kippurim. And so, based on the Medrash, you see an idea of Saint Skippikum. And then, as the Mamati Ephraim, the Achakach, eats the name of the Sukkim, after it's mentioned in the Capital, he will protect me in his booth, to Remes the Sukkim, which is a Remes the Sukkim. This is the Divrei Atzmai of the Matthew Ephraim. That's not the Medrash. The Medrash says, Oiri Rosh Hashanah, Yishi Yom Kippur, as the Matthew Ephraim, it's been the Remes as well, the Sukkot as well. And so the Mother Ephraim is saying at the beginning of the 19th century that the reason why she says Abba Shem Oiri is based on the Medrash. Okay, very nice. But you open the Medrash to Hillel, and what do you find? You find, in fact, there are a number of interpretations of the Dovid Hashem Oiri, what it represents, or as many as 10 different interpretations of what a Dovid Hashem Oiri represents, one of which is Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. So Oiri represents Bayom, Yishi represents Bayom, different things. And one, the final view mentioned in the whole list is Rabbanon Pasraim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, Oiri, Rosh Hashanah, Yishi, Yom Kippurim. So it's curious that of the many interpretations in the Medrash, we choose one and use it as a basis of a minute, as if to say, did someone wake up? The beginning line says, no, we need a new minute. And what can we do? Oh, you know, the Medrash Tehillim, it says, Oiri represents Rosh Hashanah, Yishi, Yom Kippur, we should say that with Shem Oiri. Ian Ely were to say that, that would give you, saying it in Rosh Hashanah, saying it in your language, there's a minute to say, Amatalieh Tashacha, which is the Medrash says reference to Esther, say it on Purim. You know, say the whole of Chodesh Adar. So, we think of stuff that you say that the Rosh Hashanah Oiri all the way from Rosh Chodesh El, from Rosh Chodesh El, up to, whatever it is, from Hashanah Rabbah, or from Yasseret, even, how does that emerge from the Medrash? It's very difficult to see how that could emerge just from the Medrash. And as I say, Matthew Prime is being careful himself to add that there's a remnant to Sukkot's world to give to, but that's nowhere in the Medrash. No, the Medrash doesn't say anything like that, just as Oy Rosh Hashem and Yishi is Yom Kippur. It's fascinating that the Gaon, in Ma'aseh Rav, when he talks about this reference to his Minhagim, it says in Ma'aseh Rav, he says, Gam Mirosh Chodesh El Ad Yom Kippurim, Ain Oynim Kibetel Kavzah. The Dafka, says the Gaon, we don't say it. He knew about the Milik of some saying it, so says the Gaon, Dafka, Ain Oynim Kibetel Kavzah, we don't say this particular Kibetel. And then when you start to look a bit more carefully, particularly amongst the Minhagim by Hasidim, you find it actually quite interesting. There's no unanimity whatsoever. And so the Netzach Gavriel, which is like a good contemporary encyclopedia of the range of views, particularly amongst Hasidus, wants to say the following. He says that there's a minute amongst many Gedolim, God says to them. Of course, he refers to the Ma'aseh Rav we just mentioned. And he also says, Gam here is the minute of Apta. By Apta Hasidim, don't say it. He also mentions the Chodim in Lublin didn't say it. Zidishev didn't say it, Ropshev didn't say it, Kalis didn't say it, Sanz didn't say it. And so he mentions a number of Chassidus that didn't have the minig to say L'dov Hashem Oiri. After the Second World War, there's so much more, as it were, mixing of groups that come from different parts of Europe together. All these minor local differences to a certain degree have become eroded. But you go back to certainly with those who maintain the Omin Hogim, it's very clear, Messiris, that amongst some, not to say the David Hashem Oiri. And so it's curious that you should have a particular practice. Not at all. The Gaon didn't say it at all. And as I said, I mentioned, Ropshitz, Apsa, Sand, not the Seder of Hashem Oiri. If you look in, take out a Siddur bin Hagig Teiman, the Yemeni Jews don't say Seder of Hashem Oiri at all? No, also. So, it's curious, why should some do, and amongst Hasidim, some do and some don't. The Smek Epis of this book of Kabbalah here. If something is being a bit more esoteric rather than what the Medrash is referring to. And, as we were, as we excavate and try and go back to earlier and lower layers of the development of this practice, there's a fascinating and important sefer called Chemdas Yomim. And this sefer Chemdas Yomim, which is a big sefer, hundreds of pages long, and it was the first time it's published in 1735. Now, I'm sure many of us, without realizing it, say some tefillahs from this sefer. For example, Tefillah Zaka comes from this sefer. But because of the nature of this sefer, some people don't refer to it as emanating from the Chemdas Yomim. So the Chai Odom is the first one to refer to saying Tefillah Zaka. But in late editions of Chai Odom, in some editions, they took out the reference to the actual name of the sefer because the sefer had a certain degree of question mark associated by it. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Livracha, who was, as it were, a person who tried as far as possible to uproot any vestige of heritage of Shabbat Tzvi from amongst the Kehillot of Klal Yisrael. He was one of the people that spoke against this state of Chemda's Yom. And you see, there are one or two parts of Chemda's Yomim that contain piyutim of Rav Nosson Azati, who was, if you like, the spin doctor of Shabbat Tzvi, the person who disseminated his teachings and publicized in so many ways. And certainly there are some poems that are part of Chemda's Yomim that seem to emanate from it. And the question was, is the Sefer a Sefer that's been written with the Hashkafa of the secret supporters of Shabbat Tzvi or not? Now, because of the nature of this Sefer, the things that were found in it, some were embraced, some were not in it, and it's in Sefer Chemda's Yomim, we find a reference to saying, Dovid Hashem Oiri. The Sefer was first published in 1735, and it says here regarding the Chemda's Yomim, talking about sort of the tefillahs and kavanahs one should have, Yomim Kabbalah at this time of year, Yomim Tovim and Slichas, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, he says, he says, one should say there is kibbit lachinim. He says, but anino hakti gam mizma kof zayin ledov ledovet Hashem oiri v'yishi u'mizma lamad gimel. He says, in my minute is to say ledovet Hashem oiri and kibbit lamad gimel. The runner tikin Hashem shibachol echem o'hem shlosh esrei shemus havaya. These are the only two kibbit lachin tilim that have 13 references to Yudkei Bokte. Only two kibbutzim in the whole of Tzilim that have 13 times Yudkei Bokke. One of them is the Dov Hashem Oiri. And so, says the Chemda's Yomim, that is the reason why you should say it, because we are Oirem, Shlosh Zimidus Rachanim, Umashkodish El Ve'eich, Kanoida Ve'nochel O'imram, Rosh Hashmoris Slichas, Le'oir Rachim. And so he sees the time of Wesan, Slichas, beginning Rosh Chodesh Eru, that's of course by the Svagim. It was the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Eru, she starts to say Slichas, and because of the association with Slichas, this particular capital was felt to be particularly appropriate. And so, there we see a source of saying Dovid Hashem Oiri, nothing to do with Oiri Rosh Hashanah Yishi Yom Kippur, as the Medrash says, but because of the 30 references to Shem Avaya, the Chemda's Yomim was a work that became very widely circulated in Europe, but because of the question mark raised about it, some felt this was appropriate, some felt it wasn't appropriate. And so it would seem that some were more enthusiastic about this sefer and some were less. And so maybe that is a reason why it was embraced by some parts of the Chassidus and some not. But as the Chemda's Yomim, the sefer's tefillah doesn't come from it. And also the sefer we say, the tefillah we say Friday night after Shalom Aleichem with you, Shalom Aleichem and Neshes Chai Ribon Shalom, also comes from Chemda's Yomim. So, there are a lot of beautiful thrillers that go to there. The consensus amongst them, from what I can see, is that it's not the safe of support of Shabbat Tzvi. But nevertheless, because of some of the ideas that are there, some of the thrillers are there, these question marks were raised. But is this the origin of it? Because what it says here in Chemda's Yomim, although it's similar, doesn't seem to be the basis of the also first thing to the Islam of Gimel as well. And we can go back earlier. So the Chemda's Yomim is 1735, nevertheless, if you go back to 1703, there's a paper called Shames of Cotton. It was written by a very great Baal Kabbalah, Binyamin Beinish, Ben Yehuda Lev HaKohen. He also wrote a paper called Ampachas Binyamin, which is an important paper of Kabbalah. And here, in his paper, he says, Helochos Soid Godol, I'm going to reveal to you a Soid Godol, a very important and deep mystery here, and secret here. Kola Omer Zazem, Rosh Chodesh Elo Ad Achash Simchas Torah. Whoever says this capital, from Rosh Chodesh Elo until Simchas Torah, he says, "Afilu gezeir ro k'suba alo odom in Hashemayim, yicholi levatlo." Even if what is in a gezeir against a person from Shemayim, nevertheless, this gezeir can be cancelled. Uvatul of kol gezeir roes, the koshes, the yitzer, and zakah bedin. And so here he's giving a tremendous scholar associated with the Bible, saying it morning and evening from Rosh Chodesh until Simchas Torah. And indeed, there are minhagim that say to Simchas Torah, for example, the Shabbat Sefer, and others saw him refer to saying Zav Hashem Oiri up to Simchas Torah as well. And this would appear to be the first extant source of saying Zav Hashem Oiri. However, Sfarim like the Sefer Shem Tzotkotim were very rare Sfarim, and not well known at all. And so it would appear that the main idea about saying Zav Hashem Oiri came from a sefer which was later, Night Chemtus Yomim, and because of the questionable authority of sefer Chemtus Yomim, some were prepared to say it, and some didn't, were rather reluctant to rely on the sefer Chemtus Yomim as an authority for Shem Shem Yolov. But it appears that this minig al pi kabbalim, the sefer of Hashem Uri, because of the 30 references to the Shem Havaya, emanates from the sefer Shem to Kotten by Yom Tov Beinish, at this particular point in Binyamin Beinish in 1703, and he is the person who is associated with mentioning this minig for the first time, obviously based on Kabbalah. Still continue to say it. Yeah, why not? It's a good school. But that is, in a sense, the clear basis of the practice. But there's a fascinating passage which the Paradis Eliezer quotes, which is more of a Torah about Tehsin Chassidus. It gives another dimension to it. And here, the Paradis Eliezer quotes from a sefer called Nezeh HaKodesh, which is the Minhag Rosh. And he says as follows. He quotes a Maisa from Hagon Rav Shimon Mizericho, who was a very great Gaon, and he was the Mashkiach Yeshiv Chachmi Lublin, and the person had a big hashpah on many Mekamidim, a big Gaon Oilam. Once he came to Tzantz, to the base Medrash of Ari of Leibishnit Tzantz, who was the son of the son. He said, you're not saying it's Ovishim Uri here, like the minig of his days, the Zibri Chaim. And he says, why are you not saying yet and yet, in other places, from the family of sons? He says, in Shiva, they are saying it. And so, the Zayda doesn't say it, the son does say it, the Einikul does say it. He says, well, what's going on here? Why is there such a disparity amongst, even with one brand of Chassidus? And he says, "Ani asabuk and ma'ishas tibe maram bal shem tov hakodesh zuchus yogenei tamid of hakodeshim." And so he says, "I'm going to tell you a ma'isa from bal shem tov that will explain." And he says as follows: "Japan in mehara hakodesh revelio bal shem zechatag beprochem." It was in the occurred at the time of revelio bal shem. Who was revelio bal shem? He was a great gaon who was a rob in Chelm in the 16th century. He died in 1583, and he was a talmid chaver of the Maharshal. They signed together on Psokim, famous Psokim on Aguna, etc. And Rabbi Yoav Bal Shem was an Alter Zeder of the Chacham Tzvi and Rabbi Yonis and Yaakov Emden. And so he says, so the Bal Shem Tov cites this Maisa, which the Rav Shimon Zelichov recites to the Talmidim, that what happened at the time of Rabbi Bal Shem, Shoy Gezeira Shamoy Shiloh Yolabonim. The Moshe, the ruler, the pirates in the land in which they were living didn't have any children. Uvikesh la Yehudim shispanu olav, and he demanded the Yidden they should daven from him. The imlav, and if they don't daven successfully for him, humuchen laruch sav girush akol Yehudim, he is going to execute a decree of expulsion against the Yidden. Uvo harav akolish biyov al shem laporit. And so Rabbi Yoav Bal Shem came to the Porit, the Yiftiach Loi, and he promised him, Shiloh ben, the Yud Beis Chodesh. So within a year, he would have a son. And he would be able to promise that. However, the Bal Shem Tov continues in this Maisa, the Reis of Bal Shem Tov HaKodesh, and Maisa Zivu Omer HaTamidov, Sha'al Yachshivu Shiyagia Zul Rebbe in Yoav Bakal. Don't think this was an easy thing for Rabbi Yoav Bal Shem to do. Yoav Bal Shem is not there, was there before, The Baal Shem Tov was the most famous Baal Shem, but the Baal Shem was someone who knew how to manipulate the Shemus HaKdoshim, to perform Moisim with the Shemus HaShem. And so I don't think it was an easy thing for him to do. Shekodim Halach Letzara Kedusha V'lo Tuah. First he went through the normal Heilige channels and was unsuccessful. V'ach HaKach Letzara Tumah V'lo Tuah. Since he'd made a promise, you gotta do it, you gotta keep your word. And so he went to the Tzara Tumah V'lo Tuah and it was unsuccessful. Ad shepoal in zoid im asitra achrab atzva. Until he had to, as it were, go to the top of the Tadatuma to have to deal with the sitra achra, with the sovereign himself to keep this promise. The siyam abal shem tov hakodesh v'zeh aloshim. The Baal Shem Tov, in concluding this, his mitzvah to his Talmidim, concluded in the following way. Meint nicht, als der Rabbi Eloi hat, wer der Krieg entschied im Fuß der Benura. Don't think that by doing this, oh, he has a clap, you know, some curses and some whiplashings, as it were, simply by cutting this deal. No man hat er gewalt ma'abed sein von alles nebisch ruach in Hashem. In order to do this deal on behalf of Klal Yisrael, he had to give up this world and the next world, alles in the ma'abed sein on nebisch ruach in Hashem. No, no, hot is, it's a, nevertheless, no, her yoyz here hot zich moise nevesh nefesh gevein for yidin, since he had been moise nefesh so much on behalf of Klal Yisrael, hot men in himmel goyze gevein, as though they wanted to have rachmonis on him in shamayim, tzarah kudusha of what he did, so they said, as me zamavatl zayn zwei tefillis, what he hot mistaken gevein. And so, if instead we mavatl two tefillis, which he instituted, then this would be, as it were, an amelioration of the destiny he would otherwise have had to undergo. And so instead, we will battle two tefillin. Echod hu l'dover Hashem oiri, the echod hu kegatna, the Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Ad kam dibre b'ashim to HaKodesh. And so here you have in the, as it were, the 16th century from the Nevi'o Baal Shem, quoted by the Baal Shem Tov, that the Dovah Hashem Oiri was instituted by the Rebbe Yoav Baal Shem in the 16th century. But in order to ameliorate what he had promised, in order to safeguard Israel, they said in Shemaim they should mevatel the Dovah Hashem Oiri and Kegavna. Now, what emerges from this? And so they said that the Magid Mimezrich Chilek ben Tamidov Amiris Kegavno be'erev Shabbos Kodesh Mim Hashem Adav Hashem Oyle b'Chodesh Elo. So the Magid of Mezrich, the Talmud of Baal Shem Tov, then made allocations amongst the Talmidim that the Chalek Mehem this one, the Chedim Mehem Tzavah Kegavno v'Loy Adav. You group of Chassidim, you say Kegavno, you don't say Adav. You group of saying say Adav Hashem Oyle and don't say Kegavno. Out there, in this way, that's how you, as it were, got the chiluk between them, which is why among some groups of chassidim they did say it, among some groups of chassidim they didn't say it. And he explains, he says that you'll find that the some didn't say it, and that they did say kegavna and so on. So if you come from a group of chassidim that does, for one reason doesn't seem to say kegavna, but does the shem adavari, this could be, as it were, the Messiah as to explain it. And so this is, as it were, Tosh about that in Hasidim. The more scholarly answer, we put it in those terms, what we said before, that is, it was a minig of the Kabbalah, it was instituted to be fine and shaped of cotton, because of the 30 references to it, Shem Havaya, it's very much appropriate to be said when we're saying Shosh Midras in the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Elul, and we carry that all the way through, as well, and that would be the proper scholarly basis for this. And as to why it is different among some groups of Hasidim, it could be because people were unaware that was the actual origin, and they thought the origin was for the Chemtas Yomim, and because of the doubts raised over the Chemtas Yomim, some Hasid rebels were less enthusiastic about such authority and didn't encourage it being said, and others were happy with the Chemtas Yomim because there were a number of spirits we saved in the Chemtas Yomim, like the Lazaka, etc., which are wonderful and beautiful tulips. But there's this fascinating Masoro of a Torah Shabbat, can consider this, which in the Sefer Nezah Kodesh, that links it to this mitre of Rebbe Yoav Baal Shem of the 16th century, who in order to obtain a tikkun for his people, they shouldn't be expelled, made this promise to the forest, and in order that he shouldn't be punished by being prepared to Moshe Nebuchadnezzar Klal Yisrael, the decision was made that make a distinction between the Dov Hashem Oiri and then Kegavna, those two things he introduced, some would say it and some wouldn't say it. So even though we're now past the Simchas Torah, we've stopped saying it, nevertheless, to appreciate the broader background and the fact that this tefillah was able to oira such a row in the shul, as I mentioned right at the beginning, that carried up into the High Court, shows you the importance, the beauty, and the quality. There were, of course, many wanted to look back and give sort of, once it was being said, remodeled into it. So there's a famous remez, he says, Lulei Hashem, and Lulei is Elul backwards, And so as you approach the end of the year, you look back, as it were, as to what happened. There's many other remodeling as to why, once we've agreed to say, we can find further insight, as indeed the Matthew Prime did. He is playing the football, but the actual origins are the ones we've explained.